Let's bring in Wayne Duvenage now. He is the chief executive of Outer and the man who, as earlier in the week, told us about the issues that were going on in electricity and water. Wayne, I guess none of us could predict this move by Eskom, but now they're threatening to cut off the power for the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, and it's been coming for some time now, Alec. It was last year that I think in October that City of Joburg defaulted in its payments to Eskom, and by I think the first 3 months of this year that had run up to over R1 billion. Eskom went to court. The court compelled the city to pay. Then the city brought about an argument, I think, that said that Eskom had been overcharging them, and they had a counterclaim of over R3 billion, and that was thrown out by the courts. Now we sit close to R5 billion owed by the city, and I think Eskom have had enough. And as we spoke recently, Eskom has its own problems, and one of them is this defaulting of municipalities. And when a city like Johannesburg doesn't pay its bills, then we know that city is in big trouble. I mean, they're taking the money from you and I, the residents and businesses in the city, and marking it up, and then not paying their share over to Eskom. And that is the sign of a city that has been poorly managed. It has been for a number of years now, and something has to happen, because we cannot continue in this economic hub with this kind of behavior by our city management.
Why now, Wayne? Why would Eskom take this step now?
I guess, it's they've got to be careful not to allow this debt to spiral out of control. If they do, as we know, there are, I think it's over R50 billion that is owed by various municipalities, but probably a lot more, my last recollection of that amount. And I guess, like any debt collection process, you have to be stern on your customers. And if you don't take this hard action, then it just continues to ramp up. So, if I was sitting in Eskom's shoes, I'd have done this a long time ago. I'd have done it a long time ago to many of the municipalities, because they need to feel the pain. The public need to feel the pain, so that when it comes time to vote, you start thinking, how are we going to continue to keep people who mismanage our funds in power in this city? And that's really what it comes down to. You've got to be cruel to be kind, to fix this long-term problem. And I think Eskom have said enough. It's going into the summer season now. And I guess the city now has to answer to its people. What are you doing about resolving this problem? And if the city of Joburg doesn't convince the people, it's going to start making organizations like ourselves thinking, well, what do we have to do? Maybe we have to start taking drastic steps to have this council disbanded. Maybe we have to go to court and show the courts how badly managed a city is, not just in electricity payments, road infrastructure, water leaks. It's not that the city can't do this. Recently, they took out a R2.5 billion to deal with infrastructure matters, and we don't see anything happening. And you can bet your bottom dollar, Alec, they're going to pay themselves fat bonuses in time for Christmas. This is not how you run a city. And we really have to take drastic steps as the people, as civil society, to send a strong message now to the authorities. We cannot take this anymore.
The ANC at head office, if you like, nationally, is not very happy with the ANC in Gauteng. But up to this period, the ANC in Gauteng have just told the national guys to get lost. The fact that the government is the shareholder in Eskom suggests there might be something else happening behind the scenes. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. I think the message is being sent out pretty clearly from the powers that be, that we're going to have to deal with this this debt, because Eskom is being bailed out by National Treasury now. And the I think the signals are very strong. And the sad thing is that the Gauteng province, is the province that has to put Joburg, or city like Joburg, under administration, if it is going to do so, is probably going to be very reluctant to do so. There is this marriage, this relationship between the city of Joburg management and the provincial management that is not a healthy one. I think this could be a very clear indication that the powers at the top are now starting to turn the screws.
You know, the thing that really, I suppose, bemuses me is you've got a former chairman of the Free Market Foundation in Herman Mashaba who knows all of this, and yet he's given support to the council that has been overspending to the degree that Eskom is now saying, well, we've had enough, we're going to cut your electricity off. And that means that Joburg won't go through load shedding. It'll go through no electricity whatsoever if Eskom continues along this line. And yet, in politics, it seems as though power over or supersedes, especially in Mashaba's case, supersedes common sense. And you'd think it would be much better from his side. So it's not just the local governors who are going to be getting a hiding in the next local election. But that's in 2026. What happens between now and then?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It is sad, and you're quite right. Our politicians have really let us down with this musical chairs of mayors, swings and roundabouts, temporary mayors totally out of their depth, a Marrera out of his depth. The city cannot collect its own debt from its own residents. There's just so much that's going wrong. And you would think that Action SA, who do wield some kingmaker decisions here, would have taken the right decisions. But again, sadly, politics gets in the way. Power just blinds people from their responsibilities to the people or to the public and not to their own parties. And I guess this is going to show up in the next elections. Yes, it is 2 years away, November 2026. A lot has to be done between now and then. We can't wait until then. And as I was saying, it's now time for civil society to ramp up its frustration and do in a responsible way, start tackling these issues with the council. There are a lot of entities and organizations that are at their wits' end now. And I think this will see the culmination of a coordinated strategy by civil society to take on the city.
Wayne Duvenage is the chief executive of OUTER, the organization opposing tax abuse. And my goodness, is there tax abuse in dollops here in the city of Johannesburg.